Blog Talk Radio.
Burning down deep in your soul. Well, let me tell you something. That is just Holy Spirit God enjoying the presence of being inside of each and every one of us believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. There is no other God. Every other proposed being that we call God is just a man-made fabrication, or at worst, a demonic expression of a God to lure people away from the true and living God. There's only one God, Yahweh God, the great I Am. And now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, Jesus the Christ. Words cannot fully express our gratitude and appreciation for His coming to save our souls and His sacrifice to pay our sin debt. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically on this fire gospel experience, as well as unequivocally declared to be the
only redeemer.
He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful gift of eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world. Blessings to each one of you beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire! The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respected person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing from the word of God, from the book of Psalm, 37th division, verse 4, where we read the psalmist is giving us very wise counsel in the spiritual area to navigate the relationship with our heavenly creator. We are instructed to trust, delight, and commit ourselves totally into the loving care and the hands of the omnipotent one. These three characteristics of the believer are what I believe also represents our mind, soul, and body, which is what God requires from the very beginning, starting with the free children of Israel after their Egyptian captivity. We all have had our own personal captivity that God has freed us from. The question is, where does our hearts truly align with today? We're going to be talking about heart's desire from Psalm 37:4 later on in the broadcast. But right now, I'm super excited to have my special guest, Christian husband and wife duo, gospel artist, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker, and her husband, gospel musician, trumpeter, man of God, William Fluker is here. They've collaborated in their life and marriage. They've collaborated in their life and ministry. And they're here to share all of the good things that God has blessed them with to testify on this fire gospel experience. I'm always excited. Y'all know how I feel about husband and wives getting together, Christian husbands and wives getting together and doing what they do for God, sharing their gifts and sharing the wisdom of how to be able to navigate marriage and ministry successfully. So listen, call your family members, call your friends. I dare you to call somebody in your spirit right now that you can share this fire gospel experience with. Let them know Brother Ron is back on the airways and he has special guests that's on fire for the Lord. Holy Spirit God, we lift you up as you lead, guide, cover us in our discipleship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing us to be here now. And we thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Thank you. You've just been warned in a very sanctified way to be ready. Yes, indeed. God, my God. Y'all already know which house we're talking about, right? We're talking about the house that God built. Amen. Goes right there. You all have just been blessed, and we have just set this fire gospel experience in full swing. We hit the ground running, as you could say, right here with my special guest, and I am so honored to have this beautiful, gifted, and anointed husband and wife, gospel artist, gospel musician duo, talking about none other than woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker, and man of God, William Fluker. Just let me let y'all know that she has already declared that she is a vessel that is dedicated to creating and sharing music that uplifts the spirit and impacts lives. What a wonderful blessing that is right there, right there. They are a married couple that is residing, rather, out of Connecticut. And this man of God, William Fluker, he has already dedicated his life as band director at Davis St. Magnet School in New Haven, Connecticut. And he has went to the Duke Ellington School of the Arts. They are originally from Washington, D.C., Chocolate City, but now they are living in North Haven, Connecticut, way, way, way on the East Coast, but they're here with us on this fire gospel experience to share their inspiration as well as their anointed gospel music. So let me bring this beautiful couple on, talking about man of God, William Fluker, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker, to the Fire Gospel Experience platform. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, indeed. So happy to have you all joining me. Bless you, man of God, William. Bless you, woman of God, Lisa. Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Oh, we are great. We are great.
Glad to be here.
Amen, amen. Listen, we are super excited. Now, I know, William, we haven't had a whole lot of correspondence, but I already know because, listen, now, you're being interviewed by old jazz head. I already know about John Coltrane. I already know about Miles Davis. I already know about Wayne Henderson and all the, I'm going to say, legendary trumpeters. So I already know about the William Fluker jazz band. I've been doing my homework, so I'm excited that you all are here to join us. What I would like for you to do is, if you all would just please individually, just give us a short introduction about your first, I guess you could say, acceptance of our Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We're going to start with you, Lady Lisa, and then just Brother William, just share with us a little bit about what prompted you as well to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then we'll just let the conversation flow from there.
Okay, well, I would just say that as a 9-year-old young girl, I came into the knowledge of the Spirit of God because I was ministering very young, and I would the presence of God came over me as I ministered at a very young, early age. And I remember as early as 9, as I sang in the choir, you know, and so I was blessed to be introduced to the Spirit of God at a very young age.
Amen. Amen. Brother William, what was your life like when you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Well, my life was, come up in, a very diverse community, my mother, she inspired me mostly to live a clean life, and being raised in the church as a little kid, it was just a natural thing.
Amen. And so, Lady Lisa, as a believer in Christ at a very young age, then you discovered you had this talent and you had this gift for singing, because you have such a unique voice, but I can hear some Rosetta Thorpe in your voice. I can hear a little bit of, I will say, Mahalia Jackson, maybe even a little bit of Layla Hathaway, but I can hear some.
Wow.
I can hear some professional training in your singing, how you're able to reach those notes, how you're able to dig down into a song and not just sing the song, Woman of God, but become a part of the song. I can hear the oneness of how you have been able to express each note, each word, as if the song is just coming right out of your spirit. Now, I'm telling you the truth. I've been listening to music all my life.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. We both have been blessed to study it. And I'm so humbled by that. It's so nice of you to say. I mean, some of the greats that you mentioned, I just only pray to be, you know, as studied. But I do know that we had a blessed opportunity to attend Duke Ellington School of the Arts, and we learned from, you know, wonderful teachers there about technique and, you know, the fact of growing up in a spiritual environment and then with the technique. Basically, we are able to be exposed to bringing the technique, you know, the technique and all, along with the Spirit of God. It just allows our talent, I guess, to be used. And so we're humbled to approach the ministry with technique as well as the Spirit.
Yes. So, Brother William, all of this technical training that you have, I'm sure that you and Lady Lisa have been blessed to be around many, many gifted and talented people. But also, as believers in Christ, I'm sure that you can discern the inflection of when this talent and this gift has been emboldened by an anointing. When you're playing that horn, Brother William, I know that there are certain times in your spirit as you're playing, tears come to your eyes because you know that instrument is actually speaking what is in your spirit. Just like Woman of God, Lisa uses her voice to let her soul speak. I've heard you play, good brother, and I know you blow that trumpet from a spirit, not just from your respiratory, but from your spirit. Tell us about what it's like to be a gospel instrumentalist, because when we hear the words, we can relate easy. But sometimes you have to close our eyes and listen to instrumental music with our spirits, just as if you're blowing it from your spirit. Tell us about this beautiful transition from your soul to your trumpet.
Well, I listen to God a lot, and and His Spirit is in me, so I delight in the sound of my soul, and that's where everything is connected when it comes to playing the instrument. And playing the instrument itself, it requires you to work at it, practice, study, and I listen to a lot of jazz great, gospel great musicians who really, really put their time into playing the instrument. And I think that for me, my being able to look for perfection, you have to, come to the point where you know what God, acknowledge the operation of God's hand.
Yeah, amen. I'm just so curious because all of us average churchgoers, I'm going to say, are well aware. They said if there's any hell going on in the church, it's usually in the choir. It's usually with the musicians. And we know that Satan was the chief angel over the celestial choirs in heaven. So can you all help us understand why in particular is gospel music under the threat and under attack that it is, not just in our local church assemblies, but in the gospel music industry as well? Because we already know the gospel music industry is not driven by God. It's a man-made institution where gospel artists and musicians can come and create a living. But we also know that the bottom line is that dollar bill, y'all. Lady Lisa, help us understand how you've been able to protect yourself from any ungodliness in gospel music, be it at a church choir rehearsal or maybe from the music, gospel music industry, in the studios or on the business table or whatever.
I guess in terms of protecting ourselves, I would just say to protect yourself from anything that's not agreeable, that you pray and
yes.
you continue to stay close to the voice of God. I believe whether it's a church or work or anywhere you go, that there's going to be agreeable and disagreeable spirit. So William and I don't get, our focus is on our ministry for God. I'll just say that. Our focus is not on the disagreeableness that exists, only to the extent that we like to share what God is using us for, to call out those disagreeable spirits where we're being used by God to touch a soul that may be in a space and time where they are in a disagreeable space, but we don't get caught in that place of, you know, particularly what's happening specifically in terms of disagreeable spirits in the church, because I think there's agreeable and disagreeable spirits everywhere. But our job is
Amen.
To allow God to use us. Mm-hmm.
Amen. And Amen. I'm going to tell you something that's so profound, because what you're saying is true for anyone, regardless of what your particular calling is in the body of Christ. You have to be prepared to deal with disagreements. You have to be prepared for personal and maybe satanic attacks, because once we make it known that we are waving the bloodshed banner of our Lord Jesus Christ, there's going to be personal attacks that will come. It may be overtly, it may be covertly done, but once you declare yourself as a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, there will be a target placed upon you in some way, some form, in some fashion. Now, I don't know if you all have heard the recent Facebook Live of Minister Donnie McClurkin and how he just expressed so much disappointment about gospel music industry, and how some people are really more so in pursuit of, I guess you could say, gospel music recognition and reward and awards, which is a good thing by itself. But he's saying that that should not be our chief motivation. So, Brother William, would you like to just share with us on how you have been able to keep your focus and not let the lures of fame and fortune and temptation distract you and divert you from your primary calling, like your beautiful wife, woman of God, Lady Lisa, just shared with us? What wisdom do you use to stay intact? Because I know there's temptation out there. I know there are plots to try to bring you down or to maybe get you to change some of the anointedness of your project and maybe put a little bit more secular sound to it so that it can appeal to the masses, so that they can make more gross income off of your ministry. How do you use wisdom in this area?
I basically, I focus on helping people and, you know, encouraging people, and not so much on the industry and what's going on in the industry, because my main thing is, you know, playing a trumpet, it's a spiritual thing. And it's a spiritual endeavor, and so I focus on what I could do to encourage people to live better lives.
Amen.
And if I can add to that, that we are studied musicians, and so we want to be a light to the truth as well. Because our God is vast, whether it be classical music or other styles of music, where the fruits of the Spirit, we talked about this in a prior interview, Brother Ron, that the fruits of the Spirit, joy, you know, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, those things are of God. And so we want to be a light to share music in a broader sense. So God shows up for people and enlightens people's minds around music. And so we are not along the thinking that God only intends, and it doesn't say that in the Word of God, that we can not use our voices to sing about the gentleness of God or the joy of life. And so I am very, very adamant about that, because God speaks to us. He knew us before we were born. And
that's right.
We were given gifts and talents to humbly use it for Him. And so there are many people that may make statements, but we have to be, and I honor those individuals for what God is showing them, but we also have a calling to use our gifts so that we do the real Great Commission work of reaching people all across the world.
Amen. Amen. You better use those gifts, woman of God. You know what they say, if you don't use it, you might lose it. Is there any particular icon that you kind of admired while you were developing your gift and talent? Is there some women in whatever genre of music that really inspired you to keep pursuing your own personal development as a gospel artist, as a vocalist?
I would say, if I had to think, I mean, there are a lot of, you know, great, great artistry examples out there. From the gospel standpoint, obviously, I would say Aretha Franklin, who, you know, her instrument, she was so anointed that, you know, you felt God in anything and everything she sang, whether she sang classical or gospel, classical with Pavarotti or, you know, a beautiful hymn, she was anointed. And so I felt the presence of God no matter what she was saying.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm going to say this, and I hope don't nobody get upset or mad, because I'm going to say, if woman of God, Aretha Franklin, who is my homegirl from Detroit, I was born in the South Pine Bluff, Arkansas, but I spent 40 years of my life, and that's prophetic, 40 years. I grew up in Detroit.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So Aretha Franklin, I'm going to say this, y'all, and I hope y'all can hear me in my spirit. If she had just dedicated herself primarily to gospel music, she would have been right up there with Mahalia Jackson, if not surpassing her, because her talent and her gift for as a musician, pianist, and as a songwriter was uncomparable. Nobody could compare with this gift and this talent. But she chose what she chose, and she was still the queen of soul, and she was still a bad sister in the gospel arena as well, too. So we just thank God for all of the anointed people of God. Right now, what we want to do is we want to bless you all with Man of God, William Fluker, as he puts out the clarion call. And he's going to break down what that means when we come back, so that this man of God can just do what he do as only he can. William Fluker, y'all, on trumpet, making a clarion call for our Lord Jesus.
Lord, I see. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. If you tell your family and friends about Fire, the gospel experience, you will be blessed because we're here to honor God, and he continues to shower down his love, his grace, and his blessing on each and every one of us. You have just listened to the very melodic and beautiful song entitled Clarion Call by gospel trumpeter, man of God, William Fluker. William, please break down what it means to make a clarion call. What does that mean?
Well, a clarion call, what's been given to me is an urgent calling in this day and time with the wars going on and all the things that are going on in the lives of people not knowing themselves and getting all caught up with all kind of things that bring harm to other people. So it's an urgent calling for us to come together as a family and to acknowledge our Heavenly Father. And it's kind of like a warning as well. You know, the trumpet is used to warn people. It's used for many, a lot of different things. And, you know. It's just an endeavor that I had. That's one song on the CD that I have in mind. And, you know, just focusing on acknowledging the operation of God's hand, you know, in the world today.
Amen.
Urgent
call.
Tell
you this, good brother. And you're so correct, because that word clarion lets me know that that means this is a distinct and a unique call that, like you just said, Brother William, that is basically a call from God to acknowledge God. And yes, I do hear that sense of a warning, but also too, I know that the trumpet was also used as the battle cry horn. Whenever there were armies that were preparing to charge, it was that trumpet that gave out those notes and blew that horn and said, hey, we are moving forward. So, man of God, I thank you for taking up that battle cry instrument of the trumpet to use it to let the saints of God know that, hey, it's time out for just sitting in church and being satisfied, right? It's about taking who you are in Christ to wherever your atmosphere allows you. That starts in our homes, for sure, so that our family can be like Joshua and say, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And then we just take it from our neighborhoods and to our jobs or wherever the case may be. Now, with that being said, with go ahead, sir. Did you have something else you want to put on top of that? I want to catch you while you're on the road.
No, you said it just now for in the neighborhood. If you listen to the type of that, the song itself, it's not a very harsh, you know, calling. It's a kind of muted type. I wouldn't say that it's muted. It's a subtle type of calling that's there.
Yes, sir.
And the genre is, there's no genre there, because a lot of people say, oh, okay, it's, you know what, this is a jazz song. And they try to categorize the song. And the desire is for people to just be able to, you know, you can have a lot of loud music and you can have a lot of, you know, music trying things in the music to draw attention to people, but it's more, you know, of a type of song that anybody could listen to. You can drive in your car and listen to it, and, you know, that's the idea or the concept of the call. And if you're here, you'll hear a sound of an angelic host in there representing, you know, the representing the angelic host from heaven,
yes, sir.
You know, calling people to get together.
Amen, amen. Because I definitely wanted you to tell me who was on keyboards, because that brother came in on the 88 keys near the end of the song, and he just really fulfilled the song on the end with you on the trumpet. Who was that playing the keyboards?
Oh my God, that was Roger Canup, and I think that's amazing for you to be able to acknowledge that. That was Roger Canup on piano. He's a jazz pianist that he plays all genres of music. I hate to categorize anyone, but music is music, you know. And what's special about it is the acknowledgement of God's hand.
Amen, amen. Well, here's the thing, and Lady Lisa, we're not going to leave you out. We haven't forgot about you. But Brother William, I am such a music enthusiast. I don't play. But if I would, I would be in your band, trust me, because I am such a lover of music.
It's hard to believe that you don't play.
When I listen to music, Brother William, I take the time to focus in on the individual instrumentalist. While the song is playing, I'm listening to the bass player. I'm listening to the congo player. I'm listening to the drummer.
Wow.
Because I've just been wired like that. So
wow.
It's easy for me to appreciate what you do. Just like I told Lady Lisa, I'm paying attention to the riffs and the runs and the long notes that she holds, because it's just my thing. It's just, I am a great appreciator of what you all do.
Wow.
So when you all tell me about how blessed and privileged and happy y'all to be here, y'all need to understand that feeling is mutual, because I feel like I'm rubbing elbows with anointed people that are doing something that I can only dream of. Lady Lisa, what I would like for you to do is tell us about this very charming moment when you met this tall, dark, and handsome young man that became your husband. Tell us about that, because we want to know how marriage and ministry works, but I want to know how you all met from the beginning.
Well, I'll try to make it short and sweet. We were actually in a ministerial environment. We were touring, and literally while on that tour, our hearts met. I was about to go on stage to minister, and I was trying to sit, and we connected, and that day we've never been apart from one another. And so we're grateful that we met in a ministerial environment where we were ministering on that day. And then we courted, you know, long distance, and just knew at that moment. We both say, wow, you know, our lives are changed, and we know God was in control. I'm sure William can say it in a different way. He's shaking his head saying, that's fine.
Oh, hold on for a minute. I need to get a handkerchief and dab these tears that are coming down my eyes as me and the audience sing in harmony. Oh, that's so special. I love that romantic husband and wife coming together. Now, we all know that the marriage ceremony is like the big, big thing. But then after the wedding bells cease to ring, you have to get to the nuts and bolts of actually learning to get to know and live and continue to love one another. So tell me about, and I'm being sarcastic when I'm about to say this, tell me about the best fight that you all had. And when I say fight, I don't mean cats and dogs. I mean where you all realize that you can agree to disagree without getting in your feelings, with a positive resolution coming from it. And it's okay to disagree, but you don't have to get ugly. You don't have to put your salvation and your Christianity down. Tell us about when the two of you realized that even though you may have had some differences, you still realize that there was a greater love between you two that no difference can tear y'all apart. Can you help me with that, Brother William? And then Lady Lisa, I want you to jump in on that for sure.
Well, all I would say is that we don't see it as fights, because what happened, we know that if what situation that may come up that where that require agreeing and disagreeing, they're not as big as big people that are agreeable, you know. So, you know, and you know, that's the best way that I could put it. You know, the fight is always the enemy, with the enemy.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. And we we've been taught that, you know, the enemy is over there. If God is,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Sort of is the center of your marriage, we're like, oh, that's the issue. That's the issue over there. How are we going to resolve that issue? And I learned a great deal from my husband. And I'm a learner. I'm in a forever place of learning. And so that causes me to be still, listen, and learn. And I'm sure I won't speak for him, but we've both grown. We've been together now 12, going on 13 years. So we are in a constant state of learning.
Amen.
And service, and service to what, and service to each other. So
that's
disagreements.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad you said that, woman of God, because you're going right in line with my next comment, because there's a lot of congratulations on 12, going on 13 years of marital bliss and growth. There's a lot of conversation, kind of died down a little bit now, but the word, when it comes to submission, you know, and the reason I said fights before is because I was being sarcastic, because I knew that was going to perk my listeners up. They're going to like, ooh, he's talking about fights. You remember how when we was in grade school, and then you'd be on the other side of the playground, but you'd hear all other kids talking about, ooh, fight, fight, fight. So I knew that would kind of perk my listeners up. I knew that would get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew, I just felt in my spirit that you all had a way of resolving things in a very Christ-like and peaceful way. But that word submission, it just seemed to rub some women raw, because I do understand that that has been abused in the scriptures, just like a lot of words and scriptures have been misused and abused so that people can manipulate.
Correct.
So I understand the attack that has gone on with the word submission. But by you having a right understanding, Lady Lisa, about submission, can you share the true intent when the Bible talks about wives submit unto your own husbands? And being man of God, we want you to share about a husband is to love his wife as Christ loved the church. Come on, Lady Lisa, let's get some real biblical information out here so that we all can grow.
Well, my husband actually, when we are in couples ministries or we're in environments where this topic comes up, my husband is most eloquent about it in terms of how he articulates it. He says it so beautifully. But I'll say that we
Amen.
Submit unto each other. The bottom line is that
Amen.
We submit to each other.
That
word has been taught in many different ways, sideways, upside down. But we know that, like I said, we serve one another. When you are a servant unto God, you're doing unto God.
That's
and
true.
Everything we do unto God. And if we are now one and God is in us, then we are serving our God when we're serving one another. So we look at submission a little holistically.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. You nailed it. I'm going to say this too, and I'm going to let you jump in, Brother William. It's better for the sake of clarity and better definition of the word submission, it actually is saying cooperation. It's actually saying wives, cooperate with your husband. Because if you believe God put that man into your life, then don't stop believing that God is leading that man in your life. Because what I found is a lot of women will say, that's fine, I don't have a problem with submitting. But what if he don't know what he's doing? I'm going to say, well, why'd you marry that joker? Brother,
Hello?
Tell us about what it means to love our wives as Christ loved the church, even to lay down our lives as Christ laid down his life for the church.
To really get to that point, there, like you said, there's been a lot of misunderstanding about the woman. There's a divine nature of a woman that's not understood, where people would want to put the woman down. They won't let them speak in the church. They won't, you see what I'm saying? So, but there's a divine nature, and this is why I think that we don't get anywhere. The churches don't really grow or get anywhere, get to the place where they're supposed to get. It's because of how they look at, view the woman. And now I say that a woman is greater than a man in that which she does, and a man is greater than a woman in that which he does. But they're both created equal.
That's right. Amen. And the whole formula behind the difference is for us to complement each other and not compete with each other. That's
right.
Where the devil comes in.
Right.
The devil
right.
will try to use the devil will try to use those characteristics in some way to try to cause division, because he'll put things out there like you don't have to submit because you're no lesser than him. We're not talking about lesser, because if the husband is loving his wife even unto death as Christ did for the benefit of the church, us believers, that means that that man is willing to do over and above everything that he can to treat his wife better than a queen. So right. even in times where there may not be a full revelation, wives, about what the man of God is doing in your life, this is where your faith in God comes in, even if you may not fully be able to have faith in him. You can say, God, I don't know what this man is doing, but he hasn't led me wrong so far. And though I can't see the light or the summation at the end of the tunnel, I'm believing, God, that he's in your care and under your guidance. That's why I say it's all about cooperation. Submission just means just can we get along to get along. Come on, woman, God.
And I want to use for an example a glass of water. If you're pouring in a glass of water and it's half full, and say that's the woman, and you're pouring in another some additional water and that's the man's portion. Both portions are one glass of water together. Mm. If we are one body, then that word has been distorted. And that's what we are talking about. The word of God has been distorted, right? And so if you love your wife, you're going to also, like we said, we are constant learners with one another. I may say something, he may acknowledge it. He's going to say something, I acknowledge it. We are acknowledging, loving each other and learning and walking together. And there are times where my husband said, he's greater at that which he does, and I honor him in that. Yes. I know what he's great in, and I honor that, and I hold him up. But he also holds me up in certain areas, and no one is greater. That's why that full glass of water is a full glass. It's full. It's whole.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm a word person, by the way. I have published two books on relationships. One is for the women called Listen to the Men, Think for Yourself, and for the brothers, I wrote The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose. And I'm working on my third one now. So that's why you hear me speaking about words and definitions and things like that. And I want
to
jump back. I got you, good brother. I got you. I want to jump back on that word that you said, honor, which a lot of people, some people, whatever that qualifies for, has a issue with that. And what we mean when we talk about honor is not about bowing down, y'all. Stop being so hard. Stop letting the devil get in and whisper these negative thoughts into your life. It's about appreciating and respecting and admiring the person for who they are. It's not putting them on a pedestal. It's not exaggeration. And I'm going to say this, too. Y'all going to like this. When we compliment each other, instead of competing with each other, we have a spirit of sharing, Lady Lisa, and that's how we're able to fully share the light. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Hello, this is Gloria Boware, former radio and TV host, also the Music Love Awards Promoter of the Year, nominee, and winner. If you are a gospel artist or group and you are looking for professional promotion, you can contact me at 256-307-0617 or email me at theboarenetwork@gmail.com. I am inviting you to contact me. We are currently seeking to promote new artists and other gospel groups for conferences, revivals, and concerts. You're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring Him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
My. That's my other homegirl from Detroit, Gloria Gospel Host. Boware, if you want to progress in whatever gospel endeavor that you are in, musician, gospel artist, you need to get in touch with Woman of God, Gloria Boware. She has a production. She's a manager. She knows how to get things done in a professional way. She can mentor you. She can tutor you. She can lead and guide you through all the pitfalls and all the potential dangers that come with ministry. That's why having elders in the body of Christ, wherever they are positioned, is for our good, is for our benefit. I am just excited to have with us husband and wife gospel duo, man of God, William Fluker, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker, here with us. And I'm just going to open up the platform for you all to just share something that may be in your spirit, woman of God, Lisa, man of God, William, that you would just like to share to the people of God, or if you would like to say something to the people listening to this broadcast that aren't even a Christian, but they may be curious, they may be wondering, they may be, as you could say, elders used to say, straddling the fence. What would you say to someone listening to this broadcast, be they saved or unsaved, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker?
I would just say to anyone who's listening that's curious, if you're saying curious about a relationship with God, that in Him there's peace and tranquility and knowing Him for yourself and learning the Word for yourself and studying, as the Word says, to show yourself approved, and so that your knowledge, you go beyond what my husband calls belief, and that you get into a place of knowing God.
Man of God, William, what would you say to anyone listening to this broadcast, be they a born-again, sanctified believer of God, or someone that is considering the possibility of stepping out on faith and giving up to Jesus Christ? What would you say to them right now?
I would just say, seek the kingdom of heaven, and everything that they will need or want or desire will be added. And to those that already, I would just say to them, continue and let God grow you, and things will be all right if we just kind of let God grow us into all that we can be.
Beautiful words from a beautiful married couple. I promise you, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like the two of you. I am excited for you all. I am grateful for what God is doing in your life. But I'm even more grateful for what I see, trust, and believe that God is going to do in your life and already has prepared the way of success, expansion, and blessings to come your way. I did send you the information, Lady Lisa Bellamy Fluker, about the 2023 Pools. That's Helene Pool Bolden Gospel Carnival Cruise, August the 31st through September the 3rd. 4 days, two stops in the Bahamas, and all gospel artists and musicians are asked to come and participate in their musical vocal gift as we celebrate our God for 3 days on this wonderful cruise. I've already sent y'all the information. The deadline is coming up Monday. $390 a person. You're going to share a room with somebody. And in your case, you already know who you're going to share your room with. So y'all got it made. But for $390 for a four-day cruise is phenomenal. We're getting that discount, group package. And I'm hoping to meet all of the people that I haven't had a chance to meet personally. I've been doing this since 2014. I'm looking forward to meeting as many people as I possibly can on this cruise, not just for the sake of meeting, fellowship, and just enjoying one another, but also to provide future opportunities together when we can sit down and collaborate and strategize our next move for Christ together in person and make it happen. I already told y'all that I'm writing my third book, but I didn't tell y'all I wrote a stage play about my darkest days 15 years ago that I'm still looking to get put on stage, because no one has had the courage to write a play about drug addiction, and because they haven't been there. And for the majority of people that have gone through drug addiction, they don't want the stigma being attached to their past. But I'm going to tell you right now, God has given me a stage play to share that has singing, that has dancing, that has the story of everyone that is in the street life finally gets a chance to tell their story. It's called Crackhead, the Untold Story. And I wrote this 15 years ago, and I'm still trusting God to make it happen before he calls my name, and I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. I'm saying that to some of the projects that many of us have yet to see materialize. I'm thinking that when we finally start coming together, the body of Christ and the people of God, these dreams will become a reality. Go ahead, woman of God. Lisa, what are we going to say?
No, I'm just saying we pray for you. We pray favor and that God will just elevate that vision for you. And we thank you for having us today. We appreciate it. Very much.
Amen. Let this be the beginning of many, many interviews. Yeah. Man of God, William, I'm going to need you to keep sending me music. As God gives it to you, I promise you, I will provide you with airplay for every song you
Thank
sing.
You.
And then you don't have to be my special guest live. Whenever I have gospel artist music that I play, I always send the archive so that you'll be able to share it with everybody you know, because I do understand marketing distribution and I do understand evangelistic outreach. This is my ministry, y'all. This is what I do, and I love doing it. And guess what? I love y'all in Jesus. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it except love me back. I'm praying for y'all. I'm just asking y'all to pray for me.
We are so thankful.
How's that?
For you.
Appreciate you.
Hey. Amen. I bless God for both of you all. I thank God for you all. I'm praying, Holy Spirit, God, that you cover, keep, protect, lead, and guide them until you're satisfied with our labor and with our reward. Bless y'all. Looking forward to having y'all come back. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much,
my beautiful couple. Amen. That is a what I call a beautiful, loving couple, man and wife right there. Man of God, William Fluker, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker. We're here on this fire gospel experience. And we're not through. This woman of God still got some more music for us. She is going to bless us even still right here on this fire gospel experience. Y'all best believe it ain't over just yet. How you like that now, huh? How you like that? I love it. Thank you, Jesus, for all of these beautiful and anointed people that you have blessed us with. Amen. Right there.
Hello, I am woman of God, Helene Pooh Bolden, CEO of Pooh Studio Production and Promotion. And I want you to join me and the saints of God on a fabulous time of praise, worshiping, glorifying God on our 2023 Pooh's Gospel Carnival Cruise. We are in for a hallelujah great time of fellowship, uplifting, and kingdom collaboration. We are scheduled to sail out on August the 31st through September the 4th, 2023 for a fabulous four-day cruise to the Bahamas. The cabin cost is only $390.27 with shared roommates. Time is almost up to pay your $27 deposit by Monday, December the 12th, 2022 to reserve your space. First payment of $150 is due by Monday, May the 3rd, 2023, and then your balance by June the 17th, 2023. Please contact me, Helene Pooh Bolden, at 864-414-7551 or Nancy Henry at 864-353-4317 or go to our Facebook page to review the 2023 Gospel Carnival Cruise contact information. And if you are a gospel artist, gospel group, choir, or gospel band and would like to minister at this spirit-filled event, Praising Across the Sea, please contact me, Helene Pooh Bolden, for registration, 864-414-7551. This will be a life-changing experience for 2023, and you certainly don't want to miss it. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration of gospel music. And I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you are lifted, uplifted with the Spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It is all about kingdom building.
tried to help me, but I was lost. But in my emptiness, God, you
get your choir rock on this one. It's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
Oh, yes it is. It's gonna work.
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 It's gonna work
my God, my God. How many times have our God worked it out? Indeed, he sure did. And he sure will. Sounds of Man of God. Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling. Amen. Goes right there. Lord Jesus. He's being presented by Bishop Hezekiah Walker, talking about For Our Good. And before that, y'all heard from my special guest, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker, singing about nothing but the Spirit. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, y'all. This is what we do. We lift up our God with all that we have. We have no shame in our game, because it's not a game. Amen. We are sincere about what we do for our Lord Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. I want y'all to be prepared because we are going to be discussing from the book of Psalms, 37th division, the fourth verse, where it talks about our heart's desires. Amen. It goes right there because that's serious. That's something we have to get, I guess, affirmed as we go because it is a heart issue. It is a matter of the heart. The devil is always trying to find a way to creep into our heart, just like he did Judas, and find ways to destroy the truth, that precious, precious seed that has been settled inside of us is what the enemy is after. And we have to protect ourselves so that God will be able to use us fully. And like my dear sister from Detroit, woman of God, Lonnie Crawford, is about to let us know, as long as we receive, perceive, and look to apprehend the love of God, we'll be well on our way to success and fulfillment.
Your love can reach the highest high and touch the valleys low. Free a captive mind and peace a puzzled soul. Your love can set one free, make another see. Heal a broken dream and give one victory. Your love.
Hello, I am Jackie L. Bostic, preacher, inspirational speaker, author, mentor, certified life coach, entrepreneur, wife, mother, and servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grateful to God Almighty, who called me to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life and gospel truth to your event, congregation, or fellowship group, I may just be the person that you're looking for. I would encourage everyone to get a copy of my book, My Words Have Power, where I share my intimate lessons and things of which I've experienced, because life and death is in the power of our tongue. My book, My Words Have Power, can be purchased at Amazon.com, or you can look for me at Jackie L. Bostic on Facebook.com. The purchase price of my book is $18. You can contact me by phone at 678-787-9339 or send me an email at BosticGS. That's B-O-S-T-I-C-K. gs@gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving and uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
I'm Carl B. Phillips. We're facing some challenging times right now, from COVID-19 to injustices. My prayer today is that heaven will heal our land. We need heaven to help us all. Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Help us all.
Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more.
Heaven help the one elected to lead our land. Help our leaders to learn, unite, and we stand. No matter the race, we know our grace. Heaven, come on, come on. Heaven help us all.
to help those families who lost loved ones to coronavirus and injustices. Heaven, we need you to help us all.
Help us, Lord. Please, please, help us, help us, help us. That's another one of my people from the D, man of God. Carl B. Phillips is up in here, pleading and asking God for his favor, for his divine help. For he is the help that can resolve any and all and every situation that we come against. But we don't just call upon God when things is about to fall off, when all the wheels about to come off this wagon and we're headed down the road and can't stop, ain't got no brakes. No, we celebrate our God in the good times, even when tough times are here. The Bible tells us that the victory is already ours. God just wants us to just show faith and gratitude and give him praise before he actually sets us free, before the victory is already proclaimed, because in God's space and time, it's eternity. So he lives in the eternal now. So guess what? We've already conquered. We've already been set free. We've already gained the victory in the beautiful name of Jesus. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration a word and a thought from Psalms 37, verse 4, talking about our heart's desire. I have several passages of the Bible that I want to share just for the sake of clarity and exposition. And I want to start with the King James Version of the Bible that says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. The Message Bible reads those verses. Get insurance with God and do a good deed. Settle down and stick to your last. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. Open up before God. Keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. And amen goes right there. The first thing that is required from us as the born-again body of believers is to trust God. Trust is the whole and substantial part of faith, our faith. This means when reason and our senses cannot come to a calculated end, this is where our faith steps in without missing a beat. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 bears it out. It says, if you want favor with both God and man, and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. The question for us individually as sanctified children of God is trusting God in the desires of our heart. If not, why not? And if not, then we should immediately bet about the business of starting a new lifetime project of trusting God. And if there is a doubt or uncertainty about how to obtain this trust, then we should be praying to God for answers and seeking out the advice, wisdom, and mentoring of our elder members who are trusting God wholeheartedly, without even a shadow of a doubt, none whatsoever. Now, the Message Bible defines trust as our insurance, trust in God, insurance, which means that God is in the trusting process itself. When we come to God seeking to trust or trust him more, he, talking about God, is not just idly sitting by while we struggle in the darkness of isolation, but he, God, hears our cry and comes to us in rescue and revelation from whatever would hinder us from knowing the beauty of trusting in him. The B portion of verse 3 says, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. King James Version. The Message Version of the Bible says, ye, settle down and stick to your last. Now, in the Bible times and days, safety was a vital aspect for living. Robbers and conquering nations, armies would invade territories and capture people for their own good and for their kingdom. But we too know of the need to feel and be safe in our very turbulent times of unrest, crime, and universal hostility. So delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. The Message Bible says, keep company with God. Get in on the best. Dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness. So after we apprehend trust comes an inevitable euphoria of delight. We can enter into a spiritual realm even when we are earthbound by coming into agreement with God. This is known as the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah 8 and 10 bears that out. It says it is time to celebrate with a hearty meal and to spend presents and to send presents to those in need. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. You must not be dejected and sad. So delight yourself in you the desires and petitions of your heart. We're talking about heart desires right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And we want you to just hold what you got while woman of God, Calandra Annette, blesses us with his name. Oh, bless his name because he is good. Bless his name because he is faithful unto his word. Bless his holy name.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my good brother Jerry Royce, a.k.a. the Batman over there at Positive Power 21 Christian Media. I am so blessed to be in kingdom collaboration with him since the very beginning of this Fire Gospel Experience platform. He was one of the first of my five blessed syndicators in this kingdom collaboration. He syndicates this Fire Gospel Experience over there at Positive Power 21 Christian Media, and he has a ton of gospel personalities over there at Positive Power 21 Christian Media. You need to pull Jerry Royce live up and be blessed by that extensively extraordinary Christian media platform. I'm so grateful for that, man of God. We are discussing for your spiritual consideration, hearts, desires. Amen. Coming from the 37th division of Psalm, focusing in on verses 3 and 5, but we were just discussing about delighting yourself in the Lord from verse 4, and he will give you the desires and petitions of your heart. So, that sounds good. Is the Bible saying that as we trust and delight in God, that whatever we ask God, he, God, will give it to us? Hold up, wait a minute. When the Bible speaks about delighting ourselves in the Lord, it speaks about the privilege, agreement, and obedience to his word and will. Yeah, delight means privilege, agreement, and obedience to his word and will. Okay, now. So then as we become one in God's ways and will, we begin to find that our personal desires are being willingly circumvented into more of what God wants and whatever God wants for us. Because trust and delighting ourselves in the Lord has enlightened us to come to know and believe that God knows what's best and wants what's best for us. Amen. Verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Reading from the Message version of the Bible from that same 5th verse. Open up before God. Keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. All right, now, that sounds a little bit more particular as opposed to he'll give us the desires and the positions and the petitions of our heart. The Message Bible reads, he'll do whatever needs to be done. And that means for our well-being, for our good. And then finally, y'all, to commit our heart's desires. This is where all of our inner spiritual processes take on tangible and undeniable physical form and action. Our commitments can and are able to be seen as visible proof that our heart's true desire is to please the heart of God. Amen, amen, and amen again. That's how we know what's in our heart's desire. Because when we humbly come to God, gratefully to be saved, and asking God to transform us into the people that he will have us to be, it ain't even about us no more. We just are so thrilled to be in union with our holy God, Creator, that we just want to offer up ourselves, mind, body, and soul, as the best offering that we could give him for him, Jesus, coming to give his life for us. Amen. Goes right there. Amen, amen, amen. On this Fire Gospel Experience, y'all, this is how we roll. Here's man of God, Leroy Brittle, and Dre Tate, and KJ, because when they ask me, why am I so in love with God, I tell them my heart has been renewed, and it's not something that I did. Man of God, Leroy Brittle, Dre Tate, and KJ, Dre Tate, yeah, God did it. I didn't do it. Special guest, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker, and man of God. I am just so excited about these people of God, how they just come in and they just don't even mess around. They just come right in because, listen, y'all, they're not just walking around doing what they do on their own. They are anointed people of God, man of God, gospel, trumpeter, musician, husband. William Fluker, as a married couple out there doing their thing for Jesus. I just love it. It just blesses my heart. Thank you all for joining me. You all blessed us. Looking forward to having y'all come back whenever the opportunity allows itself. I want to leave y'all with one final word, if I may. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me this privilege. Every tough season in life was also part of God's great plan for our abundant harvest. So you just keep the faith. That tough season is just going to make you stronger, better, wiser, and going to give you substantial credentials when you testify, because what comes from the heart and the spirit reaches the heart and the spirit. What you are going through and what you have gone through is the very qualifications that you needed to fulfill your purpose, your calling, and your destiny. Amen. It goes right there. I'm praying that God will cover you, keep you, bless each and every one of you beautiful souls, so you will reach a point of faithfulness and fruitfulness that the devil will already know your name, just like he did Paul. Remember the seven sons of Sceva? They were running around trying to exorcise demons out of folks. And the devil said, now wait a minute, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are these jokers? And the Bible declares that they leaped off of the possessed person and jumped on the seven sons of Sceva, and they ran about the house butt naked, no clothes. That means they got whooped and whooped bad. So my prayer for you is God will use you in phenomenal ways that you haven't even thought of yet. God can do it. Why? Because like woman of God, Jeanette Everett Morgan is about to let us know, it's because God is love and he has so much love, he wants to pour it out on an eternal generation of believers just to satisfy his own soul. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord and Savior, Redeemer, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah.
our Father above.
Ooh.
I love you.
I love you.
I know we
share the bill of honesty. Share the bill of honesty.